Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tori laughed a little bit, make it special.
Why? They paid us 9 cents. That's all they get.
Then you know what? You're not in charge anymore.
Because I feel like we need a new head of ad sales. If you're charging people 9 cents for a two-second read.
Know, focus on the recording and the editing and the posting and promoting, all right? And we'll find someone else to do the ad shit.
All right.
You know sure as hell am not going to do it.
I'm talking about hiring someone else to talk about our tunes. That's ourtunes.com. OurTunez.com.
Our tunes.
And if you didn't hear about it before, check it out now. It's indie and mainstream music on the same stage. You know how you're tired of hearing the same songs on Pandora every single day?
Yeah.
Well, you hear something new every time you use Our Tunes.
It's also a really nice way to build your your music credibility.
Exactly right. They have a website, and they also have a free streaming music iPhone app and an Android app coming soon.
Hell yeah.
Not enough? Well, if you're an artist and you upload songs to Our Tunes,
and we know we got some artists listening, you guys sent us theme songs, you know?
That's right. The royalties they pay indie artists is more than any other music streaming site. So you not only make money, you gain exposure. People not only listen to it on Our Tunes, but we'll also pimp out some bands right now. I'm talking about Limitless, Meteor vs. Dinosaur, Modern Chemistry, Tommy Steele, and Dawn and Hawks. Those are cool band names.
Yeah, dude.
Meteor vs. Dinosaur?
That's the best band name I've had in a long time. Meteor, I'm like never going to listen to them because I want to just imagine they're the perfect band.
Well, I am going to listen to them. Well, no, I'm going to listen to them on OurTunes.com.
It's just Macklemore. It's folk versions of Macklemore songs. That would be I think that's the only thing that they could play that would make them your favorite band.
Could someone steer me in the direction of a folk cover of a Macklemore song?
That's what you need.
And if that isn't enough, you can also win a trip to Bonnaroo. They're sending people to Bonnaroo in 2014. They're having a contest where all expenses are paid. They fly you out. They put you out. The whole nine yards. So, discover music, make money off your music, and potentially win a trip to Bonnaroo. You know what? Our Tunes isn't a huge, huge, huge mega corporation. It's a smallish site that needs all the help we can hopefully give it. So if you're at your computer, it'll really help us out, and it'll really help them out to check out www.ourtunes.com. That's it. Enjoy this episode. Dare I say, things got real.
I do wish you didn't say it like that, but they did. They actually really did.
They finally got absolutely 100%
really got real.
Actual and real. Enjoy the show, everyone.
I've never killed myself in a Starbucks. I got a handy on a bus, but I'm married. And I'm not proud of my Tinder matches. They're not hashtag dope, more like hashtag no. But if I listen to Jake in the Mirror every Monday, I will finally get enough courage to go seize that cheese. Without visible STDs, I'm unstoppable. If I fail, I'll just YouTube that shit. Snapchat my girl a Batman pic. Shit, that's porn. That was the right link, I could have sworn. If I were you, I would listen to these boys. They tell you how to wax your feet and never to go zero to D. If I were you,
And there's nothing ever wrong, just an email. If I were you, show@gmail.com.
So good. So good.
That sounded a lot like that Royal song, actually.
No, I think it was original, though.
What?
It was an original song.
Well, the words are definitely different than the Royal song.
So that makes it
legal. That way we can air
it's a parody.
Sir, Your Honor.
We can air it because the words are different and because Laura herself doesn't listen to the podcast yet.
Yeah. In 3 years, when she's like homeless for some reason again, dreaming of royals, she's going to listen to this podcast and be like, wait a minute, they made money off my song.
But we didn't.
That's good. That's going to be our case to the judge.
Your Honor.
Yeah, Your Honor. Anyway, that was Sky and Megan.
Sky and Megan.
Yeah.
Ta-da, rabah.
And yeah, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
New location yet again.
We're back
in your basement in Brooklyn. This podcast is like a oral history of our ridiculous November.
Ugh.
Actually, it's technically December. We're recording
this
Sunday at 11:15 p.m. It's supposed to go. This episode's supposed to go up at midnight. It's not going to happen. We're cutting it that close. This is borderline a live stream.
Right. Wow. Shit. This is definitely the closest we've ever gone from recording to posting.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it doesn't come back to bite us in the butt. It should be the same, right? It doesn't matter.
I think we still do the same thing.
I mean, definitely.
I've never recorded this podcast feeling more depressed than I do right now.
Is that true? You felt pretty low.
Yeah, I guess the weekend after my birthday, I was really depressed.
Well, so I want to get to your nervous breakdown as a break fodder.
Oh, yeah. I'll save it. I'll save it
for the break. That's good. It incentivizes people to listen. Why did Jake have a nervous breakdown? Why did he, at one point, just let's tease a single moment, you outside of my house screaming into the palm of your hands, trying to contain this rage that you just couldn't keep bottled up.
Fuck.
So that's where we start. Let's rewind and explain what the show's about. Basically, this is an advice podcast. People find themselves in difficult places. They email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We comb through all the emails and decide on 4 questions or 5 questions to answer over the course of the episode. And we do our best to advise these people out of their predicaments. Sometimes we do it well and sometimes we do it poorly, but hopefully it's entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah. That's a quick way to say it.
I feel like I would write into our podcast as person right now.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, because you're in a difficult place.
A life conundrum, if you will. But let's save it for the break. Let's go into...
But yours isn't specific. Yours is not a specific problem in an otherwise good life. Your life is just a series of shambles.
Yeah. No,
where do you even begin to fix a broken plate?
That's just a pile of powder. This is you answering my question. Yeah. This is great. Thank you. This is how it feels? Is that how it fucking feels?
No wonder people love it. all right, let's go right into it, huh? Why waste any time?
Yeah, well, you're wasting time online. Right now.
No, I'm not.
You're saying, why waste time as you're searching through your email, I think.
Yeah, why waste time at all? Okay, got it.
Yep.
Ready?
Yes.
What should we call this person? It's a lady.
Frau Farbissina.
Frau Farbissina. That's a fake name to a real email. Real person, real problem, pseudonym to preserve anonymity. Ready?
Yes.
Question number 1. Hey guys, last weekend I went to my friend's engagement party. It was really nice since I've been a pretty solid third wheel from the start. Even in the speech I made a note of the fact that I've heard them have sex more times than I've had sex. However, we went back to their place. The heating was off and it is Scotland, so it was pretty damn cold. The couple insisted on me sharing the bed with them, and being drunk and tired, I agreed. However, during the night, I was shivering, and the man put his arm around me to keep me warm. Soon afterwards, he was full-on spooning me, and I was trying to keep his hands in appropriate places while trying to avoid the boner he was pushing into me and trying to be polite. When it got to the point when he was trying to pull my hips into him, and I said I was going to sleep on the sofa, he told me not to tell the girl because it would make her, quote, paranoid. I don't know what to do from here. I feel like I should tell the girl, but she has gone through a really difficult time. And this guy made her really happy. However, they're really young, 17, so she would be able to fall in love again, too. I really don't want to start something, but since then, I don't want to spend too much time with them. Am I overreacting? Any advice would be great. Many todas. Frau.
Frau, you're underreacting. You are drastically and severely underreacting.
You're
right
underselling
now.
The situation.
Yes. You were borderline molested. Not borderline. You were molested by your friend's fiance.
Who's 17.
First of all, one piece of advice. I think even if you were just like, hey, my friends are getting married. They're 17. I'd be like, yeah, stop right there. Bad idea.
Right off the bat.
Don't get married at 17. That's a little cray cray.
Especially to someone who, quote, spooned and then tried to pull his hips into you.
Yeah.
And you felt his boner.
A boner. Why were you trying to be polite is what I'm wondering. So he's groping you, rubbing your body in ways that you don't want. And he's your friend's fiance. And you are just politely trying to keep his hands in appropriate places.
Yeah, that's right. He said,
scream murder when that is happening.
She said he told me not to tell the girls because it would make her, quote, paranoid. No, paranoia seems like he's underselling it, which paranoia is like delusional afraidness.
Right, paranoia is like a fear of something that's not real.
Yeah, this would be a very substantiated actual fear.
Right, I'm afraid that would make her aware.
I'm afraid that would out me as a cheatsman.
Yeah.
A cheatsman of sorts.
Don't tell her for fear that she becomes aware of me being an asshole.
I'm afraid she'll become so paranoid she'll suspect that I'm doing what I am doing, which is pulling my boner into my fiance's friend while she's in the bed?
Yeah, while she's in the bed.
But she does say this is Scotland.
Is that an excuse? Does this happen in Scotland? I've never been there, but I'd like to go.
I'd like to be a fiancé in Scotland.
I would like to be spooned, to be perfectly honest.
In Scotland.
By this paranoid bitch's stallion husband.
this Scotsman stud.
with his boner of steel and his roaming hands.
He's a hero. He's the hero Scotland deserves. He's a regular Braveheart.
I really think he's Braveheart for this. Of course we're kidding. He should have his penis amputated. He deserves to be punched in the throat for this.
His penis is actually half painted blue, half regular, just like Braveheart's face.
They can take my life, but they can never take my free cum.
Oh, still got it. We are still in fuego it. Today. We
I do
really
think
are.
Here's what you should do. I think you should tell your friend what happened. I think you should tell the boyfriend. Actually, you know what? Don't tell him. He deserves nothing. Tell your friend what happened. See how she wants to deal with it. See how she wants to play it.
I'd hate to make her paranoid, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to make her paranoid.
Yeah. I don't want her to, like, think aliens are out there or something like that.
Right. Also, like, just, she's like, I don't want to tell her because she's been through a hard time. Well, this would make it a harder time if you just let her marry a dickhead. You know?
Literally shoved his dick's head into you
in bed
in his dick's bed.
I think this is like, there's no, she's gonna go through another bad thing. It's either this hard truth or a harder lie.
But she is 17. She shouldn't be engaged at this age. I think
right.
You might want to vet someone past their teenage years to see if they're an actual good person.
Well, no, I've been with him since we were 16, so I really feel like I know him.
How different are you now than you were when you were 17? I'm a different human. Why would somebody hitch their wagon to someone who's still changing?
Yeah.
People don't even look the same at age 17 that they do at 27, 37, 47.
Right. Yeah, of course.
You want to wait until the cookie is fully baked before eating it.
That is, I can't tell if that's beautiful. I think it's profound.
But I also think you're just talking about cookies.
I think you might just be hungry.
I think you accidentally just thought about cookies.
The oven just dinged. All right, now I know you were talking about cookies.
Okay, now let's talk about this person. I just feel like he's not a good guy.
He's a bad guy. There's no reason to get married at 17.
Yeah.
I advise most 17-year-olds to break up.
Yeah, let alone not get married.
Be single. Finish cooking.
Yeah. You haven't figured out who you are either yet.
Yeah, well, she's not even asking for herself. We're trying to get, like, real lofty right now. She's like, my girlfriend's boyfriend or whatever put his dick on my butt. What do I do? We're like, all right, examine yourself.
Look in the mirror.
Really, Are you who you want to be?
If you're 17, you're not who you will be yet.
Yeah.
You are not you yet. You are a teenager. You are a half-formed, greasy mutant.
I don't think you should talk down to like the vast majority of our audience.
They are.
But I will say, you're right. They're not done forming. But things are happening when you're 17 that are going to that sort of like make a foundation for who you become.
Yeah, and it's failed relationships that help do that.
Totally. So the guy, this right now, what's happening for her is a test. Your good friend's boyfriend made a move on you. What do you do? Because like this is going to shape the way you view relationships when you're older.
He failed the test, but you don't have to.
Damn right.
You're a cookie.
All right.
You're a freaking brownie.
It was perfect. Now we're getting past the perfect game here.
You're whipped cream.
Yep. It's like you're in the 11th inning hitting batters.
And I'm nuts.
All right.
All right. Next question?
Yes.
Let's do it. We need a dude's name. Do you have a dude? Oh, we'll call this guy Austin Powers.
Yeah. That was easy, right?
Yeah.
You needed me.
The titular character, actually.
Of course.
He's a titular for this. Mm-hmm. Question number two. Austin writes, yeah, baby, yeah.
Oh, very toed out.
No, he didn't actually
He did
that.
Not. I shagged him, baby. I shagged him rotten. Yeah.
All right. This is what this person actually wrote in. I've got a problem with my penis. The frickin' foreskin is attached to the head, and I can't pull it back. Yeah. My wing still works. Ask my smoke show of a girlfriend about that. But I'm worried about what other chicks are going to think about it. I ran a quick Google searcheroo on stuff like this, and it's not all that rare of a problem. All it takes is a little quick trip to the surgery and a little snip on the attached area. I think I want to do it. The only problem is I'm going to have to talk to my parents about it, and it seems like the kind of convo I don't want to have. I wish there was some kind of way to fix my dick while keeping it just between me and the GF. So guys, should I just man up and talk about my cock, or is there another way around this shit? After all, does it even matter as long as my wonderful willy works? Thanks for the help. Love, Austin Powers.
I should have looked up a picture of this, but I guess it doesn't matter.
But I didn't want to see a dick.
He's not. No, I don't mind about that. He's not asking how to fix it. So we can understand there's this type of
dilemma.
Dilemma, of
which
course.
Is more than just an uncircumcised penis?
Right.
You think this is like beyond
it
that?
I guess. He has foreskin. It just doesn't peel back from the head.
It doesn't matter what the problem is. The problem.
No, let's get there.
The issue is, should he be too ashamed to talk to his parents about this problem that he's having in order to have surgery? Is there another way around it?
I mean, if you need surgery, I think you have to tell your parents.
If you're young enough to not be able to afford your own health insurance / surgery, then you should talk to your parents about any medical problem.
I wonder if he can just go to the doctor. If he can go to the doctor and like have the conversation with his doctor and then have the doctor have a conversation with his parents, he doesn't necessarily have to be like, Mom, Dad, I want to go to the doctor so he can look at my penis because there's this thing wrong with it or this thing that I, you know, perceive to be cosmetically wrong with it. Maybe he goes to the doctor and the doctor's like, oh, yeah, it's like unhealthy because, you know, bacteria can get in there and you have to be able to wash your whole penis. The foreskin's supposed to peel back.
I don't want to talk to my parents about it. I'd rather just live my life as a weird penile guy than ever talk to my mom about my own dick.
Right now, your mom doesn't know you have a dick. I'd really hate for her to find out.
Yeah, it's okay to. Your mom, you sucked on your mom's tit.
Yeah, right. Like last week, dude.
She's.
I swear to God, you fucking got to sloppy second with your mom.
Zero through one and a half,
you were licking her tit. Not to mention, buddy, on the day you were born, you were full on insider. Dick and balls.
Yeah, your head.
You were face deep in your mom's muff.
Your mom's clit just scraped against your face as the doctor pulled you out of her pussy.
Okay.
So I assure you it's okay.
You get that you fucked
your
mom for 9 months. Right? I don't know like when a dick is formed, but it was in your mom, pal. And that is fucking foul. That's disgusting.
She also probably bathed and cleaned that dick that you don't want to talk to her about for about 4 years.
Your mom was just rubbing your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like there was probably like poop smeared on your balls as like an infant. Your mom's wiping it with a sponge or whatever the fuck.
So let's say this guy's 16, 11 to to 16 years ago, your mom was just cleaning that dick. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about talking to her about a little problem that you're having. Trust me, she's okay with it.
At this point, like, no one should have any shame in front of their parents. My parents have seen me at my most vulnerable, the worst ever, you know?
Can you imagine him just being like, so mom, I have this problem. My foreskin is still, and then the mom's like, ew, oh my God, no. I can't believe you brought this up.
Earmuffs. Austin, you fucking psycho, I'm your mom.
TMI, Austin, don't bring that shit in here.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. I know you don't want to talk to your mom about your peen, but you just got to mention it. Just be like, hey, I want this done. It's, I don't know.
Or, wait a minute, it is like ripping off a Band-Aid.
Oh, just pull
back. Just with your thumb and index finger.
No.
Just hold on to one end really, really tightly and snugly. Sort of give it a little shake like you're washing out a sheet.
Oh, wait a second. That worked.
And then rip it.
Yeah.
Rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Ouch. And, we're good. No uncomfortable convo with my mom, actually.
At least my smoke show of her girlfriend doesn't care. He doesn't really have a smoke show of her girlfriend, right?
Hey, my penis is all fucked up, but it's cool. Ask my fucking hot-ass girlfriend.
I'm just worried about future hot girlfriends that I'll have that might care about it more than my current hot girlfriend does. Keep in mind, she is hot. She is my girlfriend. But I'm just worried about other hot girlfriends that I'll get. Because
I'm not just jerking off to a picture in a magazine of Natalie Portman. Okay.
No. She is. I assure you, she is a smoke show. I mean, why wouldn't she be into me?
So the advice is: talk to your mom. Tell her that you have a weird penis.
Whatever you do, don't talk to your dad about it. He will smack that foreskin right off of you.
Oh yeah.
No son of mine's gonna have a problem with his penis. That reflects poorly on the father. Actually,
yes.
In fact, Austin, I'm really disappointed that you brought this up. How do you think this makes me feel as your father? I birthed
this. Austin, here, look at my dick. I'll show you what it was supposed to look like. You're shit.
Oh, God. Foreskin that completely envelops the entire thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a stocking.
Jesus Christ. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
it's so loose.
I'm a monster.
Yeah.
I really am, Austin.
It covers the entire butt. It looks like you're wearing a beige-colored tighty-whitey.
And I wish I was.
That's just all foreskin.
I'd love to take it off. Austin, your old man is I fucked a beige sock and it never came off.
And you know what? I was too afraid to talk to my parents about it. It grew, and now look at where I am.
It looks like I got an elephant trunk, but I swear to God, my dick is a peanut at the top of this long skin shaft.
Long skin shaft. All right. That's more than enough, actually. You're disgusting me.
Jesus.
Nah, just kidding. You're cool. You're good. Sorry, I'm about to cry.
Right. Yeah.
Question numero 3-0.
Numero 3-0.
Moving right along.
Let's do it.
I like it. This is an efficient episode.
That's what we came here to do. Surgical. Precise.
Question number 3. Do we have another dude in the Austin Powers arena that we can name this guy?
Dr. Evil. Do you not know characters from Austin Powers?
There's something about a miniature him. All right, miniature him writes $1,000. All right, Dr. Evil writes, hey, guys. So I recently got off school for winter break, and so did my girlfriend. She's been traveling all sorts of fun places with her family, L.A., Hawaii, etc. But I've been stuck at school working my job as a library clerk. As you can imagine, the library's completely dead this time of year, so I'm bored out of my mind, manning the circulation desk. My girlfriend knows this, but she keeps sending me Snapchats and texts while I'm at work about how much fun she's having. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't extremely jealous, and I know I should be happy for her, but there comes a point when it almost seems like she's consciously rubbing it in my face. How could I tell her to cool it without coming off as an uncool dude? Thanks, Dr. Evil.
You are absolutely an uncool dude.
Yeah.
Just based on the fact that you work at the library.
Nerd alert.
All right, back to the podcast.
Whoa. The nerd sensors are firing on all cylinders. Oh, wait, it's actually just because it's on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a podcast. We have a podcast.
Podcast is...
Do you know how hard it is to explain that to people? Everyone is like, oh, what do you do, like, aside from working at College Humor? I'm like, you know...
I'm a
like,
radio DJ.
I have a podcast. They're like, that's not a thing, right?
Oh, so you... You broadcast your own little radio show, do ya?
Yeah.
Hey, things will turn up. Things will turn around.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they won't.
Thanks, clerk at 7-Eleven.
They won't turn around. I think our plan is to, God, keep doing it or some shit.
Yeah, I guess like in an ideal world, I actually do it more.
In a weird way, I have so much creative control that I like having a... God, podcast. I'm so sorry.
Get out of my store.
What is happening?
You're not allowed in any 7-Eleven.
I'd like to at least have a slushy, please, sir.
Absolutely. You'll pay double.
The drink of nerds. I know I've deserved it. So this guy is shallow?
I think, yeah, your heart's in the wrong place.
And your attitude is bad. There's no redeeming characteristic
here. I think a nice thing would be to be happy for your girlfriend, which you sort of understand. You're like, I know, he says, like, I know I should be happy for her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't really know that because you're not doing it.
Well, maybe he's just being so honest, like, he's not letting her know, or at least I hope. At least that's my advice. Don't let her know that you're ever at least 1% jealous of her.
Yeah, don't.
You have
to
be 100% supportive, excited. Act as though you're there when you get these Snapchats.
Right. Try to like match her. Not only just match her, but beat her. Be like, I'm so happy for you. That's awesome. You're the best. Like, ramp up the contact. Send her boring Snapchats of you and be like, wish I were where you were, you know? Like, you'll get yourself into it and you'll end up feeling the way you should.
Actually, the next email is from this girl who's like, my boyfriend keeps sending me boring ass Snapchats while I'm kite surfing in Hawaii. It's really harsh on my buzz.
My loser boyfriend works in a library and listens to these nerdy Jewish kids talk on some fucking fake radio show.
I went hang gliding the other day and he Snapchatted me a picture of a book. I almost wanted to puke, but only dust came out. I mean, he is just a goddamn bore show. Is it cool? How do I tell her to cool it without coming off as uncool? We're going to answer a different question, whether or not you should tell her to cool it. And the answer is no, you should not tell her to cool
it. Don't tell her to cool it, boy.
If anything, tell her to ramp it up.
Yeah, say more pics.
Turn that jealousy into like a fire that fuels you.
Or just like, you know, this is also some advice if you can't shake being the jerk that you are. I think you can like, don't be like, yo, you're pissing me off with these, but try to steer the conversation in another direction. You know, talk about something aside from vacations, and maybe you guys can agree on some other subject that you can enjoy. Like if she sends you a picture of, you know, her at the pool, you respond like, how about you turn the camera around and send one of you in that bikini, babe? Oh. And then she's like, oh my God, now I'm getting hot.
You
now,
pervert.
Ooh, you sexy fucking librarian. Yeah, you want one of my tits, you fucking library bitch? Here it is.
Oh God. No,
and then it's like your girlfriend's fucking tits, and then you're like, oh shit, I'm gonna put my dick in this book.
God.
Check this out. Here's my dick next to an index card so you can see that it's half the fucking size.
I'm gonna put my dick in Dickens, baby.
Yeah. Oh shit, yeah, Dickens, yeah. Dickens.
I'll show you a tale of two titties. It's like two cities. Oh, my Dickens a Dickens, and I'm going by committee.
My hard, thick dick. It's in the Dickens, thickens, sickens.
Don't dismiss them. It's the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh,
categorize
shit.
My balls, yo.
Ho. So yeah, that's where you want to get. You want to turn. We're gonna figure out a way that you could be having Snapchat sex with your girlfriend. Okay.
Suddenly, that's a good news for you and for her.
Yeah. There you go.
Have you ever felt jealous of a loved one?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Did you let her know?
No.
You followed your own advice before you even gave it on the show.
It's crazy.
Wow.
That's why it's called If I Were You.
Oh, because that's what you would have done, because that's what you did do.
Uh-huh. I was you. It's beautiful. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, wow. That moved me.
Why?
That was kind of lame to
all.
Be moved by your own words, huh?
No, it's kind of small and lame, actually.
Happens to me a lot.
I know it does.
I saw a notebook. You had a composition book of meaningful quotes, and they were all attributed to you.
It was titled Words That Moved Me, By Me, For Me. for everyone. Actually, speaking of crying, why don't we now get to your nervous breakdown?
Yes.
So we're recording this on a Sunday, going out on a Monday. Not 2 days ago on a Friday, you were hightailing it back from Northern California to Southern California in a rental car down to my parents' house so that you can what?
Let's see. Where did all of this come from? So after the tour, I went to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
To spend Thanksgiving with my brother.
Okay.
We drove up the coast of California.
Beautiful.
Camped in Big Sur.
Great.
Beautiful, gorgeous, great, good stuff. We saw my cousins in Santa Rosa.
Beautiful, relaxing hour time. North.
Yeah, it was super lovely. Perfect.
Did you decompress?
I did decompress a little bit.
Did you detox?
I detoxed a little bit. I mean, it was always like, it's very relaxing, but I still like wasn't home, you know? I was like still living out of the bag.
Right.
But it was nice. It was great seeing my brother. Awesome seeing my cousins. My cousin has a little 5-year-old, and she's just like...
Lovely times.
She's like medicine. It was great. She's the best.
And then...
Then I had to get back to New York by Saturday morning so I could move. My movers were coming Saturday at noon, so I needed to take a red eye Friday night. On Thanksgiving Day, I realized that I never bought my flight home.
So on Thursday, you're like, Friday night, time to check when my flight is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I didn't buy one.
Did I not buy one? I'm like just searching on my phone. Like my cousin's like, hey, will you play Barbies with me? I'm like, yeah, of course. Fuck, where's my...
1 second! Uncle Jake needs to buy some shit!
Whoa, Jake.
Also, like, I remembered this. The reason I thought that I booked the ticket is because a month before I had priced out all these flights, found out the one that I needed, was like, oh, wow, $244 for a nonstop red-eye. That's great. Okay, I'll do
anyway,
this.
Anyway, time to shut up my computer and assume I purchased the ticket.
So I never did. I ended up buying a $500 ticket with a layover through Philadelphia, one where I had to not only get onto a... to like change terminals, but I had to get onto a shuttle bus that took me outside of the airport in the freezing cold
at 5:08 a.m.
at 5 a.m. But before any of that even happened, so I've got this red eye that I need to catch. I need to drop my brother off at school in Santa Barbara,
which is about 300 miles south of where you were.
And just like as we're going, we're not making any progress. It's getting later and later. I finally after I dropped him off, I like my ETA was like 7 p.m. I needed to drop the rental car off by 8. It's like, all right, this is okay. But I don't know what the fuck happened. But it's at one point it was like, yeah, I'm not going to get in there until 7:45. And I still needed to like change my – I needed to like grab bags. I needed to bring the rental car.
Yeah. You need to do a lot of shit. Return the rental car. Get to the airport. Drop off your bags at my parents' house.
Yeah, and your parents had people over for Hanukkah dinner.
Yeah, and you come over to my place. You're frazzled as all shit, and there's just like 8 people having a lovely dinner, being like, "Hey, Jake, sit down, eat. Come on, relax."
I was in the driveway. I had to piss so bad that I was peeing into a bottle because I didn't want to like run into your house and just go right to the bathroom. So I was like pee into a bottle. It sprayed everywhere, got all over my jeans, all over the seat of my car, which I sat in. So I just came in incredibly uncomfortable, reeking of piss and sweat and just like pure. I was exhausted, like, oh my God. And I needed to scarf that dinner. I'm like making small talk with like 8 different people and then your 2 nieces too, which is, I mean, that was lovely. I had a good time there.
It was just very frazzling as people grilled you about your situation that was out of your control. Then while you were talking, I was looking to see if Enterprise, the car rental place, is even open yet, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then you're like, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to drive there and drop off my car.
Which I thought that like it was like the movies or a library where you're just like, I can like drop off the keys in a box. I swear to God, I've done that before. I got there, all the gates are closed.
Before you left, I walked you out to your car to drive back to Enterprise and you shouted into your hands,
fuck, 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 fuck.
And you said, you never had a nervous breakdown or cried from stress, but that's as close as it got.
Yeah, I could imagine. I mean, I wanted to. I just couldn't. I
didn't have enough time to cry.
If I could have just sobbed, I would have, and I would have been a great relief because I got there. I got to the rental car place. I hid the car on a side street. I called you. I was like, I need you to just like come and return it in the morning.
And I had to return my car in the morning.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I took a bunch of pictures. Meanwhile, I'm like running around with my bag, trying to get a ride to the airport with my ex-girlfriend.
And you send me like a picture of where your car is parked. You hid the keys under the license plate, hoping to God nobody steals this rental car.
Yeah.
Luckily, nobody did.
I was on the hook for it.
Yeah. And then you made your red eye, middle seat through Philadelphia.
LAX to Philly, middle seat. I asked so many times to change it, and everybody was so rude to me. I got there, and I was like trying to smooth talk the dude. I was like, yo, is there an extra seat? He's like, it's all full. I was like, well, like, what happens if people don't check in? And he's like, oh, yeah, maybe. I was like, is there a list? Just like smiling. I was like, who do I talk to? You? Just like really trying to be smooth. And it was working on him a little bit. And then I waited till everybody got on the plane. I went up to the ticket agent. I was like, hey, is there a middle seat? She's like, no, it's all full. I was like, well, did everybody check in? She's like, yeah, you see all this blue? That's everybody checked in. And then there was like four or five yellows. I was like, well, what's the yellow? She's like, that's people that haven't checked in yet. I was like, that's what I was asking. I was like, well,
that's my seat.
Can I, what about the yellows? She's like, it's all full. And I was like, all right. And I went in. I was like, I'll ask another flight attendant. And I was like, hey, did everybody check in? She's like, yeah, full flight. I don't know why I felt entitled to like somebody's empty seat, but I just felt like the universe owed me a solid.
And you didn't get it.
And then I got here. I got all the way back to my apartment after two flights, and the heat was broken. My apartment. I just wanted to sleep for 2 hours before the movers came, and it was just a frigid, frigid icicle house.
36 hours later, we're here right now. 12 hours after that, you're listening to this. That's how time works,
and
people.
And guess what? 12 hours from now, we are on the road to
Los Angeles yet again.
We're driving.
The adventure continues. So hopefully we'll have more funny stories from that. Should we get to this last question before we run out of time?
Before I break into 1,000 fucking pieces.
All right. Let's get to this guy. Ready? We'll call this guy Mini-Me. Whatever happened to Vern Troyer? It doesn't matter.
All right, he ready? Made Shasta McNasty.
He really did. All right, Shasta McNasty. What an obscure reference. All right. Hey guys, I have recently started a new college and things are going pretty smooth, but I have a problem with the ladies. I'm fairly unattractive and rather nerdy. I'm into anime, video games, etc. I have no problem with myself. The problem lies in that there's a girl that I've been talking to who's very similar to me. She's into a lot of the same things I am, and personality-wise, we are fairly similar. Perfect, right? Wrong. She's butt ugly. Scraggly pube hair, horrible face, and generally unavoidably ugly features. I thought she was too ugly to date, but her personality is very redeeming. I realize I'm being a hypocrite, but I can't get around the way she looks. Help.
No. No.
You don't deserve help.
You deserve no help.
Wow. What an amazingly self-aware email.
It's not self-aware. I feel like I'm fairly unattractive. I bet he's a dog's anus, this kid.
But it's so funny that he's like, she's perfect, right? Wrong. She's butt ugly. You just said you were ugly.
Yeah. Except you're ugly inside and out, and it seems like she's just ugly out.
Yeah. If anything, she shouldn't go after you.
Yeah. Your personality is not redeeming. Where hers is, yours has failed.
Yeah. What are you bringing to the table? You already said you were unattractive, rather nerdy. Okay. But at least you have a nice personality. Oh, wait. No, you don't, because you're emailing us to write about this woman who you say is ugly, and right. You don't know whether or not you should date her?
I have no problem with myself. Right. We can see that. You should have a problem with yourself. Change.
Yeah.
Be different. The way you are, don't.
Scraggly pube hair, horrible face,
yeah.
And generally unavoidably ugly features.
Don't do you. Don't do you.
Change who you are. Change you.
The man you are needs to not be.
That
way.
What you are now shouldn't be you next time we see you.
Let's just simplify it. You as you is bad. Not good. Be another way.
Well, the way you are now is not a good way that you are. You should be a way that's not the way you are.
Change to be different will be accepted. Good. Good job.
Not you, someone else.
New guy.
New guy.
Whoa, new guy actually writes into the email. Hey guys, I'm fairly unattractive and rather nerdy. Luckily for me, I found a woman with a similar personality as me.
Who accepts me for who I am.
Holy shit, we're both not traditionally attractive, but that doesn't matter because we get along so well because of our personalities. We laugh about the fact that, you know, some people look at us and think we're conventionally unattractive, but you know what? To us, we're perfect.
What we have is real.
Oh my That's God. Beautiful.
You changed, man.
Holy shit.
You changed, dude. That's amazing. In real time. Did you see that?
Congratulations, you.
It's a miracle.
You're no longer you.
We saved him. We saved him.
We can rebuild him, and he should be rebuilt.
Oh, man.
For right now, he is not good.
You are not good, sir.
But thanks for writing us in. At least we've been able to at least guide you in the right direction. You're like a blind hamster hitting a wall over and over, and we lifted you up and turned you around facing the road towards recovery. I hope. I wish. I perchance I dream.
You beautiful hamster motherfucker.
you lovable hamster roach.
You rodent bastard.
I saw a mouse at LAX today. I don't know if you have anything to say about that.
I saw a fat fucking cockroach in this basement.
Oh.
It was funny.
Good thing you're leaving this place.
Ooh, this cockroach-infested basement? I'll miss it.
I'm going to miss it, too. Hey, this continues our streak of like 4 or 5 consecutive podcasts recorded in different spaces.
Yeah, and it's only going to continue.
This is a wild ride. It really is.
We are untethered in flux.
Yeah.
But can't think of a guy I'd rather be there with.
Than my own person. And hey, you're not too bad yourself, brother.
Maybe Jeff and Dave, and that'd be it.
You are definitely in the top 5-0.
Yes. Well, Marty and Steve pushes you. Oh, Streeter, you're 6. Top 10, though. Not bad. Woo.
You don't get a medal, but at the same time, you're going to be in a top 10 list.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, unless we're talking about King Girls, because then, woo, game changer.
How so?
I mean, there's easily just like, well, my family, friends, Sarah, Amanda.
I'm in the top 10. Let's leave it at that.
Does family count?
Let's absolutely leave it.
Does family count?
It does not count.
All right.
Family does not count.
All right. You're 9.
There's a friendship.
You're 9. Chill. It's good.
Stop thinking about it. Because I'm afraid the more time you spend, the more people that
John and Giancarlo pushed you to 11, buddy. I'm sorry.
No! 11 is the worst. Prime number in the world. Plop. All right. That's our time. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And if you have your own problems, you can email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Also, that opening theme song, that was an original. That was a one of a kind. We take new theme songs every single episode and open and close the show with them. So that one was by, I think, Sky and Megan were their names. And this last one is by somebody named Andrew.
Andrew, thanks, bud.
Think you can beat him? We'd love to hear you try.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to die.
You said, oh, no, because I only fell asleep instead of died.
I wished you would.
Oh, no. I closed your eyelids, and it turns out you're only asleep and not dead.
Damn it.
All right, cool. See you Thursday, everybody. Say bye.
Peace.
Peace. Text me.